Thank you for calling Trans Colorado Excavation. This is Taylor. How can I help you?
Hey, Taylor. I was looking to speak with Andrew. Is he available?
He's actually on a plane out of state for a little bit.
Oh, okay, okay. When is he getting back?
Monday, Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday. Okay. Go ahead and take a note here. If you can kind of point me in the right direction a little bit, would Andrew be the one that handles the finance-related stuff there for the business, or does he have someone help him out with that?
He has someone help him out with that. May I ask who's calling?
Yes, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. Would that someone be available by chance?
Can you hold for just a second while I see if she's available?
Sure, no problem.
Promises they make won't let important details fall through the cracks and always tells it like it is. That's us. We're Trans Colorado Excavation, and we put you first. When we come to work, it's with a smile, a firm handshake, and a reputation that speaks for itself. Be sure to visit us online at www.transcolo.com.
Thank you for holding. This is Delana.
Hi, Delana. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. I was looking for Andrew, and they kind of pointed me in your direction. Do you help him out with the financial stuff there for the business?
Sometimes it depends on what it is you're looking for.
Sure, no worries. So are you familiar with Lens Excavating? They're pretty close to you guys.
I'm not, but he might be.
Sure. So basically what's been happening here is we've been reaching out to a lot of these excavating contractors in your area. We do have a couple offers extended there to your business. We had sent it through direct mail. So we had you guys pre-approved for about $250,000 worth of equipment or capital. And so I was just kind of looking to touch base with you guys and see if you were looking to grab any new equipment or play some old stuff or just plans for growth here in the near future.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I believe I've actually been contacted by someone else in your department, though, because those firms sound right, and I emailed them to him, and if he hasn't responded, then we're likely not looking right now.
Okay. It looks like the last contact that we had here was around January with someone named Nick. Does that sound?
No. I don't think so. I don't think there's ever been a Nick here in the office.
No. Okay. I'm sorry, Nick was from our office.
Oh,
did you receive that contact around January, or was it more recent?
No, this was a lot more recent. So maybe it wasn't you guys, but they were the same terms, and he didn't jump in either, so.
I got you.
I would assume probably he's not looking at the time.
Sure, no worries. So, yeah, it's hard to find you guys right when you need it, but what we do is just kind of drop the extension there, let you guys know that we exist, and then that way when
Perfect.
Things come up, yeah, you guys have someone to go to. Is there a certain time of the year you guys, replace or buy new equipment, or is it just as needed?
Beginning of the summer is beginning to midsummer is when we're actually starting to wind down for our season now. So
I got you. Okay, so beginning to midsummer is probably a better time.
Right.
Okay, I can definitely circle back around then. Would you like me to send you an email with just some contact info? Just in case anything comes up, promise no spam or anything.
Yeah, no, I don't think you need it. But if you guys can reach out, about the time we might actually need you next year, then that would be good.
Sure, I will definitely do that. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
I'm Delana.
Delana, got you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll circle back around, a couple more months and just see if we can help you guys out.
Perfect. All right,
thanks, Delana. Have a good one.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
I think we're all good.